This question is a great question, in actual fact, and the situation would occur a lot more frequently than you might imagine. And the Immigration Department have a very straightforward way of dealing with it. Essentially, what you do is you start your extension application with your old passport details and start that extension application within 30 days of the expiry of your current Hong Kong Employment Visa Limited Stay. And at the same time, you submit proof of your new passport application to the Immigration Department as part of that extension exercise. This then puts the Immigration Department on notice that there is a new travel document in process, and then they will wait for the issue of your new passport in order to finalise your new extension, which will go into your new passport. And that's how it's handled. It's pretty straightforward, all things considered. Okay, hope you found this useful.